Good morning. This is Matt from the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week of March 27th. Steve Suman put this report together for us. If, like me, you're involved in making syrup this spring, the sap's not going to run much till Wednesday. But Wednesday through Monday, we are looking at nighttime lows below freezing and daytime highs in the mid-30s to 40s. So the sap should flow. Greg at Happy Hooker on Upper A updates us on ice conditions. He says ice conditions are still safe, though there is a lot of moving water, so check as you go. Snowmobile trails are open, but crews will pull the stakes from lake trails very soon. And Jarrett at Hayward Bait reminds us that the Brule River from Highway 2 to Lake Superior opened for fishing this past weekend, and anglers are grabbing spawn sacks and netting. If you can get to the river through the snow, local brown and brook trout should be active while the water's still cool. All right, thanks, guys. Here's an interesting piece from DNR fisheries biologist Max Walter. He says, winter is a challenging time for fish, especially in small, shallow lakes where oxygen can become limited. Nick Berndt, a U.S. Forest Service fisheries biologist who works in the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest, recently shared a fascinating winter fish observation about 14-acre Two Deer Lake that sits in the Sawyer County portion of the forest. Here's the account from Nick. The Forest Service has a long history of monitoring winter dissolved oxygen levels on smaller lakes within the Shawamigan-Nicolet. As winter progresses on our more vulnerable lakes, the highest oxygen levels are in a thin layer of the coldest water, right under the ice. In early March, while monitoring Two Deer Lake in Sawyer County, we observed ice-free holes 3 feet wide in the middle of the lake, where most of the lake ice was 20 inches thick. Upon approaching these holes, we saw hundreds of small bullheads huddled at the surface, where the most oxygen is located. The motion of all those hundreds of tails was enough to keep the ice from forming, ensuring enough oxygen was available for those fish to make it through the rest of the winter. Bullheads, like shiners and mud minnows, are part of a group of fish that can survive just fine in our small, shallow, acidic lakes and ponds, where conditions are too extreme for panfish and game fish to reside. Wow, that's an interesting story. Thanks, Nick and Max. You should know that area snowmobile trails right now range from poor to good condition. They can be highly variable even within a short ride. Groomers have stopped for the season, and stakes on lake trails have either been pulled or will be pulled soon. Hardcore riders might get one more weekend, but they ride at their own risk. Let's go to the brief fishing report. Crappie fishing's good for anglers who locate them. Some are moving towards shallower staging areas near spawning sites, while others are holding in deep basins and weed edges. Crappie minnows, waxy spikes, plastics, and gulp baits on small jigs are catching crappies. But bigger spoons, rattle baits, and minnows attract larger fish, of course. Bluegill fishing is fair to good in the same locations as crappies, but at different depths. Bluegill have started moving toward areas adjacent to spring spawning spots, but also check deep weed edges and bays. Waxy spikes, plastics, and gulp baits on small jigs do the trick, and be sure to check the whole water column. Perch fishing's good and keeps on improving. Look for fish in 6 to 12 feet on mud flats, backwaters, and bays. Be prepared to move as the fish move to keep on the bite. Small spoons with minnows, minnow heads, and plastics bounced hard on the bottom work well, and a spread of tip-ups or tip-downs can help you track the fish. All right, a few events to keep in mind. You know crow season closed on March 20th, right? On March 31st, your fishing and hunting licenses for 2022-23 expire. New licenses are available now, and they're effective immediately. April 3rd through the 6th, the DNR and the Wisconsin Conservation Congress are hosting open houses at locations in all 72 counties in Wisconsin. If you want to know more, call 608-266-0580. Full moon coming up on April 5th. April 9th is Easter Sunday. The DNR's Fish and Wildlife Spring Hearings take place April 10th through the 13th. Those are virtual meetings, and they would like to solicit your online input. Go to the DNR's webpage and search Spring Hearings. The Spring Turkey Youth Hunt runs April 15th and 16th. Otter hunting and trapping seasons close in the North Zone on April 30th. Early catch and release trout season is open now, and it goes through May 5th. Also, you could be applying for your 2023 elk permit now through May 31st. If you're interested in turkey season dates, grab a pencil. I'm going to go over those right now. The turkey season is 6 7-day periods. Each one runs from a Wednesday through the following Tuesday in 7 zones. The youth hunt dates are April 15th and 16th. Period A runs from April 19th through the 25th. Period B, April 26th through May 2nd. Period C, May 3rd through the 9th. Period D is May 10th through the 16th. Period E, May 17th through the 23rd. And period F is May 24th through the 30th. That's it. If you want to know anything else about what's going on, just go to haywardlakes.com or haywardareachamber.com and check our calendar of events. If you have a question for either office, give us a call. The Chamber line is 715-634-8662. And the Hayward Lakes number is 715-634-4801. That's it. Hey, get out. Have a good week. Talk to you next Tuesday.